everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. And we have with us tonight the much anticipated Dr. Hugh Len, who is carrying on the tradition of Ho'oponopono and is also the co-creator of Joe Vitale's book From the Secret called Zero Limits that will be out in the summer, which will absolutely amaze you and inspire you and bring you to a brand new level, as will this interview this evening. And I'm going to read just a little bit from what I got from Dr. Hugh Len's website. And everybody who's at their computer, which everybody is, being this is internet radio, you can go ahead and go to www.ho'oponopono.com, or is it .org?
I think it's .org.
.org, and that's Ho'oponopono.com. And just
.org.
I'm so sorry, I did it again. .org. Thank you. Ho'oponopono me on that. At any rate, I'm going to read just a little bit about Dr. Hugh Len. And I'm going to ask Dr. Hugh Len right now to tell me how to pronounce Ihaleakala. How do you say your first name?
It's Ihaleakala.
Ihaleakala. That's beautiful.
That's perfect.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I'm going to just call you Dr. Len. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm going to start out by saying I don't need too much of an intro for this wonderful human being here, but I will say that I'm looking at something I got off the internet from his website, and it says, I operate my life and my relationships according to the following insights. One, the physical universe is an actualization of my thoughts. Two, if my thoughts are cancerous, they create a cancerous physical reality. Three, if my thoughts are perfect, they create a physical reality brimming with love. Four, I am 100% responsible for creating my physical universe the way that it is. Five, I am 100% responsible for correcting the cancerous thoughts that create a diseased reality. Six, there is no such thing as out there. Everything exists as thoughts in my mind. That's fabulous. Talk about stepping up. That is amazing. And I'd like to, without further ado, introduce everyone to Dr. Hugh Len. Welcome, Dr. Len.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. I'm so pleased that you could join us. And I've been reading the Zero Limits book. Joe Vitale sent me the manuscript because we were actually looking at it to see how we could make it into a movie. Because
okay.
I believe that your story made into a film would be, I believe, would cause exponential growth and raise consciousness globally in such a way that we basically wouldn't know what hit us. I mean, it would be like The Secret on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like to, whatever spirit calls you to talk about in regard to your story and the mental hospital in Hawaii,
sure,
and how all of that got started, I'd love for you to just say what's there for you in the best way that our listeners can get a grasp
okay.
on what it was that you did then, what it is that you do, and the tradition that you are carrying on, and a tradition that I hope to make second nature in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my business partner already is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a very exciting time to have you on the line with us and to
mm-hmm.
tell us about that. And we have many, many listeners. So everybody fasten your seatbelts. This is going to blow your mind. So whenever you're ready, Dr. Lynn.
Yeah, so the bottom line is that every time there's a problem, I'm always there. There is no exception. And so if that's so, then I have to ask myself, what is going on in me that I experience this problem in me? Whether it's a perception of a person, whether it's a feeling, whether it's a knowing, no matter what it is, the source of that experience, the cause of it is in my subconscious, and I am responsible for getting at it and to have it released. And so the Ho'oponopono is a very simple process in which when you apply the process, you're basically saying to the divine in you, please forgive me for whatever is going on in me that I am experiencing this problem. And so by doing that, there are certain processes that we teach people to use. For example, I love you is a process. So if I'm feeling, before coming on today for an interview, I looked at myself and I did several cleaning processes. I did a cleaning process to clean up whatever in me would react to you, to the electrical equipment, to the people who are listening, because I'm 100% responsible. And so this process is very, very simple to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm looking here, too, on this page from the Internet. Being 100% responsible for actualizing the problem allows the therapist to be 100% responsible for resolving it. And using the updated Ho'oponopono approach, the process of repentance, forgiveness, and transmutation developed by Kahuna Lape Morna, am I fluttering that? Is it Morna?
No, that's perfect.
Very good. I should go to Hawaii and speak the language.
Yeah.
And it's Nalamaku Simeona. Therapist is able to have erroneous thoughts within himself and within the client transmuted into perfect thoughts of love. That is so groundbreaking. I mean, if all of our therapists were trained in such a way, just because it's unconventional doesn't mean that it couldn't be instantaneously and miraculously working.
Yes, it's very simple to use. And one of the things you have to be aware of is that you're responsible for whatever is going on in you, not only with people, but, for example, at Hawaii State Hospital where I work, I also worked on any ties I had with the land, with the building, with medications that people were taking, with all of the other staff. I was responsible for any kind of plumbing problems, any sort of things like that. So before I would show up for work, I would do this cleaning. And basically the cleaning is saying to the divinity, I would like to be 100% responsible for whatever is going on me, that if I should show up and I would perceive certain problems, then instead of getting it in the building, I would like to make amends for it now before I show up for work. And so I would do this cleaning before I showed up, while I was there, and after. And what am I cleaning? I'm not cleaning me. I'm not making amends for me or for the patients. What I'm making amends is to the divinity for whatever is going on in me that I would perceive people as being sick or problemsome. So this idea is to ask divinity to cancel in me. So the question is, what's the problem? The problem is not the person. The problem is the data and the information in the person that causes the person to experience problems. So the Ho'oponopono is only about releasing data,
Right. And I know, too, that at the place you worked, the mental hospital that you worked, paint would not stick to the walls. And then one day you decided to tell the walls that you love them, and then someone painted them again, and it stuck that time.
We had even interesting things that happened in an hospital that nobody will even mention. We had toilets flushing, showers going on without anybody on the toilet or in the shower. And
wow.
So you have to then realize that means there must be earthbound spirits, souls walking around who either perished there. And then I found out later that ward was once used as a tuberculosis ward. So you have people who died, and people who die and die from pain, usually their souls get earthbound. So we got a chance to work on those.
Yes. Wow, that's incredible. So basically, when people rejoin the unified field of love, great healing takes place because that's their natural state of being, correct?
Yeah. Now we have to really be clear about something. First of all, everything is created in the exact likeness of the divine, which means everything's perfect. the question has to be asked, what is not perfect? And the answer is always is, it's the data or the information, the history that a being carries in its soul. That's the problem. So the idea of the Ho'oponopono is to get at the data, to get at the information and ask divinity to cancel it. So once divinity canceled it, there is nothing left. There is a nothingness. And that nothingness is peace beyond all understanding.
Right. And that's the repentance, is when you ask yes. divinity to, you make amends to divinity. And
I'm making amends. Basically, I'm making amends to divinity because I carry in my soul the whole of the cosmos. There is nothing that I can. So no matter where I go, I travel, I read books, I do it. I'm always cleaning because the whole cosmos, the memory, the history of eons and eons, I carry in my soul along with everybody else.
Well, you know, Dr. Len, what I'm hearing you say is that you profoundly respect and honor your true essence, which is made in the image and likeness of your Creator, and you are honoring that moment by moment by moment by moment. And
not only am I honoring it, what I am doing is showing gratitude to this divine source who created me perfectly. Now,
yes.
the only question is, am I willing then to get rid of, to let go of whatever data, whatever history, whatever memories, whatever entities, earthbound, whatever they are that I carry in my soul, am I willing to be 100% responsible to say to the divinity, I'm responsible and I'm sorry and I'm asking you to delete, to cancel, to transform this data into nothing so that I can be restored back into that original state of purity.
Yes, and in so doing, you're not only healing yourself, but you're healing everyone that has anything to do with you or has
yes.
any experience
yes.
of your own energy.
Yeah, now again, we have to really be clear about these things.
That
and
healing
that is,
implies
we're not
that it's
healing
not
the self. What we're doing is asking the divinity to heal the errors. And when in the healing of the
yeah.
errors, then those errors get healed because we're already perfect. When those errors are healed and released, then we're back to zero, where our origin is. And when we're back to zero, zero is the temple where God resides. So when we're back to zero, then inspiration can come forth because there is no resistance from memory. So this
yeah.
idea of being 100% responsible is so, so important.
You know, the way you explained that really made so much sense to me. And to say heal yourself or heal someone else implies that they are not of perfection
yes.
when actually everything is.
And, you know, we therapists, people, whether we're in education or any kind of health field, we've basically been trained. I mean, the PhD I got is I was trained to help other people. And what the Ho'oponopono that we teach is you're not here to do that. You're here to let go of the deity in you that you perceive as a problem with other people. When you let that go, like at Hawaii State Hospital, instead of having seclusion rooms, the seclusion rooms are empty. Instead of having people in chains, the chains go. So you're not healing anybody. You're taking 100% responsible for common memories that you share with plants and animals and the sunshine and the ocean and all of these, but we're not trained to take care of ourselves. That's why the health system is in such bad shape. We think that we can help other people, but like Hamlet said in Shakespeare, you know, I can't know somebody else unless I know myself first.
This is true, and that's something that's made clear throughout history. You know, as a man thinketh, you are what you think. You know, and what you think about, you bring about, and to be 100% responsible for your thoughts, for one thing.
The interesting thing, Kate, is that we're not in charge. So when you're at zero, you're empty, you're blank. That's peace beyond all understanding. And then at zero, at blank state, only in that state can divinity come in as inspiration. So now you experience divinity, you see as divinity sees, you feel as divinity you move and you're not even aware of this. Or if you're stuck in memory, that drives you. So you're, the self is never, never in charge. It's either going to be moved by divinity or it's going to be moved by memory. You're never in charge, Kate, you know?
Right.
It's profound, yeah.
This is very, very profound. So the ramifications of applying Ho'oponopono to what's going on in Iraq or even with the gas prices could be, like, incredible. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well,
where's a good place for everyone to start?
No, for example, I walk every evening. So I usually, my path is I go down Canoga here in Woodland Hills, and then I just got back from Hawaii. The gasoline there is 280 something, and I come home, and it's 309, and I notice there's a reaction, you know, like the reaction being how come, why, and then I go, oops, I can clean that. I can work on that.
How do you go about that?
Yeah, because I tell you why, the constant reaction causes the heart and all kinds of problems in the body, and I'm not willing to do that. At least I'm not consciously going to do that. If something, no matter what's coming up, I'm more apt to get to the cleaning now than men 30 years ago when I was trained to help other people. Yeah, it doesn't work to help other people. It doesn't work. For example, I had a friend of mine who was telling me of a client who just had a heart transplant. And so the bottom line is that's fine. But the problem that caused the heart problem is not finished. You have to get to that. You have to get to the cause of what it is that people suffer from. You can mend it physically, but you haven't mended it. It's not a permanent solution. It's never a permanent solution.
Right, it's a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Got it. Now, about the war, I mean, how does one go about cleaning themselves for that situation so that we can actually aim our energies at a way of resolving that conflict?
Well, I don't know what you mean by resolving the conflict.
Kate, we
can't even resolve the conflicts in ourselves in our homes, Kate. So the Iraq conflict comes back. You have to come back. It comes back to the nation. It comes back to the family. It comes back. It comes back to the community. It comes back to the family. It comes back to the individual. We have to always begin with the individual. So each one of us has a chance. If we're experiencing Iraq as a continent, we have a chance to let go and let God. That every generation has had this. So the only question is: are we going to perpetuate this by being stuck in it? And we have a chance. Like working with mental, so-called schizophrenic people who, as you're willing to let go and let God, they begin to not have that problem only because your perception of them is different. And you have to do this with everything, whether it's walking down a Canoga and hence having somebody almost run over you, you have to go, oops, I was responsible. I had to be there for that to happen. And so Iraq is only one of many things that we need to be responsible for. But nobody's responsible. It's hard to be responsible because we're always engaged. We're always judged. We're always stuck in judgment. So the question is not about Iraq. The question is whether you want to be with the divinity and home at peace. That's
so each person that chooses to be with divinity at home in peace, the more people that do that, the more peace is out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this thing with Iraq will go, but it won't go because we're engaged. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about physically. We all have some judgment. It should be this way. It should be. Listen, you find that in the mental health field. When you work in the psychiatric unit, everybody has an opinion about everything, and nothing works. It just, at least at Hawaii State Hospital, didn't work until somebody said, hey, I'm responsible. I should be getting at it, yeah. And, you know, people, if you're responsible, you find more and more people are willing to be responsible. But if you're bitchy and moany and judgmental, you notice that you're the kind of people you hang around with. But it begins with you. The only question is, are you willing to be 100% responsible? I try to be, and I must be honest, I'm not always 100%, but at least I'm conscious of it, and I'm willing to go that route, yeah.
Right, right. And you're doing workshops with Dr.
Yes.
Joe Vitale, is that true?
Well, I did one in January, so we'll have to see what come up. But I am responsible for the education programs of the foundation, and so
right.
we have them all over the world, and so I'm responsible for that.
Well, I would like to know, Dr. Len, because I'm a progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness, and I do take a lot of responsibility for being the best guide or leader or manager that I can for my clients, and using Hollywood as best I can to raise consciousness in the world for the level that I'm at right now, and always looking to raise my own consciousness so that I can do a better job using Hollywood to raise consciousness. So what my question is there anything in Los Angeles available where my clients could go to if they choose to get training on Ho'oponopono, myself included?
Yeah, if you go to our website, you will see that we have four trainings, at least we schedule four trainings for California. We have two in Calabasas, and we have two in up in the San Jose area. But there, I don't know the exact date, but I think they're on the website. Yeah.
Yeah, and can you give your website one more time, because I'm not sure that I did.
Ho'oponopono.org. Ho'oponopono.org.
.org. Right.
Yeah.
Great. Well, if there's one coming up soon, I'm definitely going to be in it.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing this show from Woodland Hills right now, so we're practically neighbors.
Yes. Yes.
I feel your energy big time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. How many people do you generally get in these trainings at a time? How many can you handle?
Well, the last one we did on Calabasas, I think we got nearly 100 people. To be very honest, I have to say this without getting into trouble. I always get into trouble, but without what we're trying to really, what I would prefer is to have a small enough group where people can visit during breaks. But if you have any, I prefer like groups of 50, but they're getting bigger, and I'm a little concerned about that. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's actually a good thing, but I can see where it would become complicated, because to have bigger groups, you don't get the interaction that you would like to have in a smaller group.
But as one of the staff people reminded me, she said to me, "Doc, you can clean on that." I said, "Okay."
Exactly, exactly. That's what I was thinking. So,
yeah.
So let's clean on that. And I would like to know how I can help with that too. Are you planning to train people to train people?
Oh no, I don't. We don't. The our organization. Don't do that. Basically, what happens is that the divinity decides who gets to be trained. Yeah, I don't make that kind of decision. So,
wow, that's beautiful.
Well, you know, hopefully, and I can't say it's 100%. Hopefully, one of the things we do is as we propose schedules to the divinity, and the divinity gets to look at it, it'll either say yes or no. Or maybe you ought to modify that date. So we've been doing it this way for as long as I can remember, 25 years, yeah.
So you take your orders from the divinity?
I take my orders directly from divinity, unless I'm annoyed and irritable, then I take my orders from anger and resentment, and then I get into trouble. So the idea is for me to be 100% responsible, but it's tough to be that.
You know, that's just like that is such a so against what we're taught, you know, and it's very, very hard for some people to even say I'm sorry to anybody, and I can only imagine what Ho'oponopono would do for somebody like that. It would completely free them to be, you know, their true nature, which is what we all aspire
to.
I think
what is really neat is that there are basically two systems of Ho'oponopono. one in which you basically bring everybody together in a physical place, and then each person gets a chance to say whatever they feel hurt about, and then they each at some point say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me physically." But the Ho'oponopono that we teach, you can say that directly to divinity under your breath. Yeah, so you get annoyed, you go, "Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I did that this morning. My business partner and I went and did a talk at the Rotary Club in Westlake Village, and then we went up and we did a quantum hypnotherapy session in Santa Barbara. And there was some things in my space of I'm having a little conflict with somebody right now, actually a client, and I'm really doing everything I can to come from a loving place. So this morning, so that I could be free and have freedom in because I'm going to be of service, I felt that negative energy, so I just said out loud to this person, "I love you." And when I did that, I said, I also said, "I love you to the traffic. I love you to the people we were going to see. I love you to the outcome of the session. I love you to the gas prices, everything." And this morning on the way over, there was some sort of a big mishap in Studio City where the traffic was the bumper to bumper more than I've ever seen it. And I was out at 6 a.m. And I just said, "I love you" to that, and I found another route, and it was just completely wide open, and completely because it was all clogged up in Studio City. I took Ventura Boulevard past the problem and got back on the freeway, and it was like the freeway belonged to me. And I know it's because I was in a state of "I love you" to everything that I was experiencing and might experience. So it's just been the most incredible day.
101 loves to hear people say to it, "I love you."
You know, it doesn't get enough love, does it? and the 405 doesn't get enough love.
Yeah, and then we wonder why, you know, things that feel unloved and uncared for, they're not going to love and care for us. They're not going to.
And you know what else, too? Now, this is something that a lot of people struggle with, is, you know, recently when I was doing some coaching, I asked some clients, tell me what your values are, make a values list of what right now has brought you to where you are, and they made their values list, and 100% of the time, money is not on the values list, and if you don't value that energy, that tool, then it's going to be like a person you don't value. It's not going to want to hang around you. So, you know, to do some cleaning around your attitude about money, because it is an energy, it is a relationship, and a tool would really behoove all of us so that we can have that free-flowing abundance, which is what we're here for. We're born into abundance, and that's our birthright.
Yeah, I tell you how to get perfect abundance. Things that where you're in a state where you're not even paying attention to money, you're not even paying attention to anything, and that perfect state is yourself. As long as you're there, you get whatever is perfect and right, and you don't even have to effort for it. Yeah, so the whole idea is to be that original state that God created in its image, and that's the zero state. So the whole Ho'oponopono is about removing those blocks, whether it's with money or with people. Get them out of the way. So that now, like with the 101, you have a free path. There's nothing blocking you, and you get to move. So the real wealth is what God created, and God created you. And as long as you are in that state for which God created, which is the zero state, life gets. You know, I have a friend of mine who is a financial investor. She was telling me, I was on the airplane going to Hilo, Hawaii. She was telling me that a couple clients of hers just retired, and they got into an automobile accident. Yeah, boom, gone. So the notion is your real wealth is you. As long as you are you, empty and free, you're gonna get what you want. Like you get to move through traffic. You get to do it effortlessly. Yeah.
What would you say to, exactly, and I agree with you 100%, and I'm, for myself personally, am so blessed to have reached a state of that place more often now than I ever have, and aspiring daily to reach it even more. And that's what my business partner and I do with quantum hypnotherapy, is we bring in deep hypnosis the person back to their divinity, and what they're left with is the wisdom from the burdens that they've been carrying.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of freedom in that. And we get so much joy out of that that we can't help but also experience that freedom. Every time we do one of these sessions, we become more and more free and tune our frequency higher and higher every time we do a session. And we are becoming in that state of just pure wealth and pure abundance, and you don't even notice it anymore. It's just there. And you know when you're being of service, your physical needs are always provided for as constant as gravity.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was in Spain 2 or 3 years ago in Valencia, and somebody asked me in Spanish, what does it mean to be free? And I said to the person, that's simple, that when you are free, you're one with God. And then the person asked me, what does it mean to be one with God? That means no blocks, nothing going on. You're absolutely clean. And in that state of being absolutely clean, that means you're free. And when you're free, you get whatever it is that is your daily moment. Divinity will give to you moment to moment whatever it is until something comes up, call a problem or a memory, and it displaces, it pushes divinity away, and there, now you're in a state of disease. And so freedom is how we are free. This is our origin. But it's kind of getting back to that origin by getting rid of all the stuff in the garbage that we carry, you know?
Exactly. And what's going on with most people when they're all caught up in stress and chaos and drama is they're just having interruptions in their divinity. Because that's what's there. And it's as if they took a garden hose and tied a knot in it.
Yeah.
And then they're asking,
water? In the end, when you're, it's like that old biblical saying, you're either with me or against me. So you were born moving one with the divinity, and then somewhere along the line, free will or whatever you want to call it, you decided to go your way, and now after eons and eons, now we want to come home, but we have to undo these blocks that go against ourselves and divinity. And the Ho'oponopono, it's about cleaning and asking divinity to cancel those blocks,
Well, I am so looking forward to getting into one of the workshops that you guys are doing. I mean, the minute that I heard about this, I heard your interview on News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney, and I sent out the link to all of my clients, and the feedback I got was just amazing. I mean, it's just infectious, like a beautiful virus that's spreading like wildfire. And it's something that I know, if it were made into a movie, your story about the mental hospital and how you're carrying forth this wonderful modality, I know that if a movie was made about that, it would be like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in a whole brand new way, with an incredible message that would absolutely leave every person in the theater transformed the minute that they sat down and started watching. And that's the kind of thing that excites me as a person in the entertainment industry, and that's why I have Spiritual Hollywood. And when I told Dr. Joe Vitale about that, it should be a movie, he got inspired, and he said, well, you know, I never thought of that, but wow, the ramifications are amazing, and they are. I'm just very, very excited to think of that possibility, and I don't know if it's something that we could do, make the book Zero Limits into a feature film, or just into a feature film.
I think what we want, well, I'm just going to sort of tell you where I'm coming from. What we want to do is really, really get the message across and not messengers. And which means then there are thousands of people with stories about their use of the Ho'oponopono, and it would be wonderful to have these stories instead of what may happen. It's not a thing. You see, for me, I can't take any credit for anything.
Right.
And I'm serious about this because the credit really belongs to divinity. And
got
so
it.
For me, the what would give credit to the divinity, the, being grateful to the divinity, is having people tell their own stories.
Right, right.
I mean, that's the story that I would
right.
be interested in.
Yeah. Well, what has a documentary been done on Ho'oponopono yet?
I don't know whether the documentary, but there have been certain videos done, but I can't call them documents. Yeah.
Well, there's something going on right now called the Elevate Film Festival, and
mm-hmm.
this wonderful, wonderful creator of that event is Mickey Willis, and he's
mm-hmm.
looking for amazing stories like Ho'oponopono
mm-hmm.
to do his documentaries for, and they get extremely large exposure, and I was a judge at his Elevate Film Festival last year,
mm-hmm.
and they have 48 hours to make a film, and they're looking for people with topics like this who have experienced huge transformations from
yeah.
things like this, and I'm just hoping he's listening and that he will contact you.
For example, I got an email from a mother in New York whose son was having a very, very difficult time, and so I don't give away her identity. So she emailed me, and I began my cleaning. I asked Divini, what's going on in me that this mother should mail me about this situation? So I did my cleaning. And as I did my cleaning, up came a cleansing process, because she had asked, is there a cleansing process that I could use? And so doing my cleaning, hopefully getting back to zero, the divinity said, here's what you can share with her. And so I sent, and immediately, almost like the next day, she wrote that he's feeling so, so much better. Question, what got cleaned up? I have no idea. All I know is divinity did whatever, but if somebody said, well, but did it work on his, this, I have no idea. I don't give it. I don't care. All I know is Mama is saying to me, he's feeling so much better. Now, what Mother has to do, like you and I, we must not stop the cleaning. The cleaning has to be relentless, no matter whether you're brushing your teeth, walking down the street, changing the oil in your... There should not be a single moment where you're not cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're inviting trouble. Somebody said to me, well, I keep cleaning, and I keep having this problem. So I said to the person, well, tell me how you clean. Well, you can't do it like you're going to church on Sunday. It has to be every moment of your life. The problems are mountainous. I mean, mountainous. I was watching a documentary on the Dark Ages. I mean, there was constant hundreds and thousands of years of warfare. So you and I are descendants of those violences. So unless we clean it up, we're going to send it on to the next generation and the next generation and the next.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in the end, the violence may get the whole world will blow up, huh? And then we will be held responsible because we didn't do our part, which is to be 100% responsible for cleaning up our stuff that eventually ends up as a war between nations as opposed to a war between ourselves, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't start with yourself, I mean, inner conflict
is
where you begin. And
yeah.
Without having inner peace, you can't have outer peace at all.
Oh, yeah.
And each of
oh,
us
yeah.
does have a responsibility to seek inner peace any way we can find it. And Ho'oponopono is a very quick way to get an understanding of what divinity is, number one, and how to make amends with divinity. I mean, truly, by just simply telling the freeway I love you and the traffic
yeah.
I love you and my client I have a conflict with that I love you, I mean, I completely had the freedom then to
yeah.
be in my own divinity, and the only way
yeah.
to get divinity is to give it away.
Yeah.
And is to constantly...
Like somebody said to me the other day, I'm eating the wrong food. I said, you're not eating the wrong food. What you simply have to say is, I love you. So before you sit down and as you're preparing your food, you should be talking to everything, talking to the cups, the stove, the gas, the food, and then you sit down and you say, thank you for being here. And so if you're willing to do that, that food will only give you what is right and perfect for you instead of you ending up being 500 pounds, I said.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the food. It has to do with ingratitude. It has to do with being unconscious. It has to do by chopping up food without saying, I love you. I mean, it's hurtful. And I said, so the problem you have is not weight. The problem is the food feels unloved and uncared for by you. So
exactly. And you know what came to mind when you were sharing that with me and the listeners, Dr. Lynn, is Jesus and the fishes and the turning the water into wine. It was the attitude that was being used and the intention behind it that caused it to be something good. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's the idea is you were born free. And so in order to get back to freedom, you have to give up a lot of garbage. And the way to give up garbage is to say to whatever is going on in you, I love you. If you got back pain, you have to talk to it. Whatever is causing my back to be painful, I love you. Thank you for showing up. I didn't realize I had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But see, but what we do is we resist. It's like Jesus said, resist not. But you see, we can't help it. So people like me, my responsibility is I've come into this lifetime to be 100% responsible for what is going on in me. Because if I don't start there, nobody else will. I mean, I can't expect my children or anybody else. So the best teaching method is to teach yourself.
Absolutely.
I mean, give up trying to teach other people or telling other people what to do. Because there's a part of them already knows that you speak with a forked tongue. There's a part of it says, oh, he's telling me this, but I know he doesn't do it himself. Yeah. So the idea is always being working only on your stuff and leave everybody else alone. Because there's no out there. My two children, when I visit them, I don't see them. I don't see them if I'm not cleaning. Now, if I clean, I'm going to see them as God sees them. And that's my responsibility, to see them as God sees them. Yeah.
Wow. Imagine a world where we see everybody as God sees them.
Oh, yes.
And
no wars now. No wars within our souls first. No wars within our family second. Mm-hmm. No war in the community, no war in the state, no war in the country, no war between countries. I mean, it starts at home, basically, in the self. Yeah.
Right. And,
you
and
sure
I
we
would,
might take a question, or I'm curious
pardon?
As to. I said, I'm
if
you there, sure
if
we
anybody
might
wants
take
to,
a question?
If anybody wants to call in, just look on, listeners, if you'd like to call in, right there on the BBS radio site is the phone numbers to call in. And I don't have it right in front of me because I'm not at my standard place to do the show. But it's if Don wants to come on and say the phone number, I don't have it in front of me. I apologize for that. Let me do some cleaning around that. But the thing is that and until a caller calls in, I'm just going to go ahead and say what Spirit has for me. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Were you saying something? For years and years, I have been saying probably 1,000 times a day, I love you, I love you, I love you, out loud, to myself, to whatever's in front of me, to what's going on, and I did that instinctually. And when I was interviewing Dr. Joe Vitale on my show recently, and I shared that with him, he was amazed that I just knew instinctively to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a caller.
Okay.
Very good. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Mark Jensen. So, Mark, I live in Seattle.
Mark, you live in Toronto?
Seattle, I'm sorry.
Seattle, okay. I'm not hearing very well, but welcome. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. So I was hearing about the Hawaiian, I guess, spirit of flower. I just wonder, I've been to Hawaii a couple times. Yeah. I just like to maybe integrate that teaching into my life. Do you have any recommendations?
Dr. Lynn,
fortunately, we have a website, and it's ho'oponopono.org, and if he could get to that website, he would see that we have the classes all over the U.S., and it's going to show up in Canada and We're going to have class in, I think there are classes in the Netherlands. So he can go up to that website, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome. And anybody who wants to call in, please do so. We are happy to take your questions, and you've got a marvelous opportunity right now to learn about Ho'oponopono and work on any issue that you have with the master. Dr. Len is truly.
Now, I want to make an interesting point about I love you. Now, one has to ask the question, why does I love you work? Why does thank you work? And the reason why it works is that in that behind of that, or at the elements that is included in when I say I love you, it is a complete package, and the complete package has in it, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and then the transmutation process by divinity. Divinity can take whatever problem in the subconscious, being an entity, earthbound spirit, being negative memory, divinity can then convert that memory, transform it to zero. So when you say, I love you, it is already built into that statement, I'm sorry, please forgive me, transmutation by divinity. If you
so
say thank you, it's included in that, yeah?
Oh, I totally get that, and that's what it feels like. To say the three words, I love you, or the two words, thank you, you can get high from it.
Yes.
And it,
oh,
it
yeah.
Cause. Yeah, I get intoxicated from it. And I'm pretty much addicted to saying I love you all day long. And sometimes I forget myself and I say it out loud when I'm walking down the street. And that's okay. I just, smile and say, well, I do. And
A friend of mine was telling me the other day, she said to me, I noticed that there's a blue tinge on my teeth. And I just noticed that it's not only white, but there's a blue tinge. She said, why is that so? And so I said to her, did you have a history of having gum problems? And she said, yes. And I said, well, what do you recall about your teeth coloring? She said, it was mostly kind of yellow. And I said, well, what have you been doing now that you weren't doing that? And she said, I've been saying to my teeth, I love you.
Hi.
I love you.
That's
I love
wonderful.
You. And so allow the teeth to fulfill, the gum, the teeth, the mouth to fulfill what it came to do, because each cell, each molecule has a certain function, and I love you and thank you allows those functions to be fulfilled. Yeah.
Well, that you can speak to a glass of water and then check it under a microscope, and you'll see that the crystals are beautiful when you use the words I love you or thank you. But when you berate it and say I hate you or I want to kill you, that same water turns into just some kind of mutation that is, just like a cancerous cell. And
Kate, yeah. I want to tell you, your example of the water is perfect, but can you imagine what would happen to the blood if somebody said to itself, I love you?
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
The whole blood would be, so I love you, saying I love you to water and things, that's great, but to say it to yourself.
Oh, I do
even
all day
if
long
you don't mean it, to say it to yourself.
Yeah,
the whole, the blood just goes.
Yeah.
I mean, the
take
blood
it,
gets high.
It.
I watched it. I watched people who had respiratory problems. I said, hey, you don't have to believe this. Just say to yourself, I love you. And say it to your breathing, I love you. And just do that for a couple of days. And they're different people.
Absolutely. And wouldn't you say, like, for the actors out there, I know my clients are listening, that before they walk into an audition, just to remind themselves and say, I love you, and say, I love you to the people in the room before they get in there, the situation, the scene that they're reading, the cameraman, everybody, and just say, I love you. And that would really be all you need to do to get yourself grounded and centered and in touch with divinity.
You know, as Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. So the most important love is to say to oneself, I love you. I love it. It will drive out demons. It will drive out fear. It will drive them all out if you're willing, literally nonstop. If you're going to go to a job interview, if you're going to go anywhere, to say to yourself, that little part of you called, what the Hawaiians call the unipili, that child in you, I love you no matter what. I always love you. You can't believe how it transforms your life. Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, in our quantum hypnotherapy, we actually, under deep hypnosis, get our clients in touch with their inner child, and they bring forth the inner child, and the inner child then has a chance to speak for the first time out loud to the person and tell it what it needs, what it wants, and what it's feeling deprived of and abandoned in the whole thing, and then we cause an integration of the two, the inner child and the client, become integrated and become one, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, because then they're connected to Source and they become whole in that instant, and it's such a joy, such a joy. You must absolutely just love, love, love what you do. I love what you do. I love you.
Yeah,
I love you, Dr. Lin.
I love you too. I love you too. See,
I love all the listeners.
Yes.
And I love you, Don Newsome. And I love BBS Radio.
And we love all the reactions that people might be having. We love you. I mean, that's why I'm doing this. I get a chance to clean up whatever is going on that I'm not even aware of.
Yes.
I mean,
and it's what you're not aware of that can drive you sometimes.
Yeah.
Oftentimes. And you're not responsible for what you're not aware of. But once it comes into your awareness, that's the time then to do the responsible thing and make amends with divinity. And this is just a wonderful thing. I mean, it's so pure love. It's the most pure love modality that I've ever encountered. And I just can't wait to learn more about it and make it even more second nature in my life, because instinctively I've just known to say I love you all day long, and I've got signs up in my own home telling me I love me.
Good,
you know,
good
to remind
for you,
me.
Kate.
Yes, all the time. It's just something very, very important, and it's such a small thing to do. It's so easy when you
and
do
it's
it.
It's free, Kate. And it's free.
It's free. You can have all you want, and it doesn't have any calories.
In Hawaii, on the Big Island, they're having at the physical level, they're having what they call a doctor shortage on the Big Island. But as I was reading that and doing my cleaning, the shortage is really the shortage of love. Yeah, that people being willing to say to themselves, and I tell you the power of I love you and thank you. It opens the door to inspiration. So whatever that person needs or the community needs, it shows up on its own. You don't have to intend it. You don't have to picture it in your mind. All you have to do is empty the garbage, and then divinity shows up with inspiration, and different people get it. So the real medicine that works in our lives is I love you and thank you.
Yes.
And we teach in our course, there are like 60 or 70 different other cleansing, includes different foods. So you can be eating different, you can be eating strawberries, which is a cleaning process, you can blueberries. So you can keep the cleaning going. But ultimately, it comes down to the love of self to empty the garbage, because only love will drive out whatever is not you,
Right. Well, I certainly would love to buy you lunch someday and just have a wonderful and spirited conversation. What's
you're
that?
Very kind. You're very kind.
Well, thank you, and it takes one to know one.
But
this has been just the most fantastic show, probably, right up there with my favorite one. And we're coming close to, yes? Pardon?
I'm sorry?
We're coming up to the end of the hour of Spiritual Hollywood.
Okay.
And I want to thank you, Dr. Lin, so very much, and to tell you I love you, and I love what you're doing, and I love what you're going to do, and everything that you're about, and all of the people listening. I hope you got something from this, because if you didn't, I would want to know why. And if you're remotely awake, and conscious at all, then you must get the power of I love you. And I hope that you'll just write that down and put it in your wallet or in your pocket and just put it somewhere when you need it the most. You reach your hand in your pocket, you pull it out, and you remind yourself, I love you. I mean, I've got it everywhere that I possibly can think of that I would
very
find.
Kind to, you're very kind to have me, Kate, and I want to thank you and all of your production staff and the people, the most important people are the people who are listening in the program. So thank you very much, Kate.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Lynn. We'll be in touch.
I'll see you later.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.